This represents the epitome of true Christianity. This is a clearly defined guideline. This is the greatest principle of all. Specifically, seeking those things that are for the societal benefit, which Paul himself declared by adding, "Just as I am of Christ." There's nothing that can replicate Christ's spirit more than caring for one's neighbors. Indeed, even if you fast, lie on the ground, or go to extreme measures, but dismiss thoughts of your neighbor, you haven't achieved anything significant. You are still distant from emulating this model. Regardless, in the situation at hand, the action itself is inherently beneficial. That is, refraining from idle sacrifices. "But I," he said, "have done many things that weren't beneficial either. For instance, when I practiced circumcision, when I offered sacrifice. These actions, if analyzed intrinsically, tend to mislead those who pursue them and jeopardize their salvation. Nevertheless, I complied with these for their potential benefits. But this situation doesn't have such conditions. In that situation, unless it provides a specific benefit or done for the sake of others, then it becomes harmful. However, in this case, even if no one takes offense, you should still refrain from the activities prohibited."